Good evening, Abba Yisai, good evening. Just prior to starting the share, it's Yotzeit, my grandfather's Yotzeit tonight, because he'll Zeiv Ben Rav Shmuel, Zeichetzav, because I just want to share with you a short thing about my grandfather. My grandfather, I remember him very well, lived in Switzerland, and for his second part of his life, he went through the war, he lost his wife and his children, and his whole family. He was very wealthy before the war, he lost his entire fortune as well. After the war, he restarted a new life, and that's when he got remarried with my grandmother. And it was already then, at the time of his life, that most people just given up. And much easier in a way to just give up and close off shop kind of thing, and just count one's losses. But my grandfather was very high, with all his koches, he started again. And I just want to connect this to this, to Lag BaOmer. Next on Sunday is Lag BaOmer. And I just had the following, actually, I saw this in a sefer, and I thought it's actually a very inspiring thought. We know that Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim, and they were all, as we all know, they were nifta during the Omer. And the 33 days of the Minhoge Avelus that we keep, we don't have haircuts, we don't have chasanas, we don't listen to music. That's all because of the Minhoge Avelus that we keep because of the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva that were nifta in those 33 days. From Lag BaOmer, Paskum Elamos, they ceased to die, and it was a Misa Mishuna, as the Rishonim say. They all stopped, and from Lag BaOmer onwards, it was fine. What's interesting is that the Gemara says the following: the 24,000 Talmidim were nifta, they died. And what happened was then, after Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Akiva then, he took all these 24,000 Talmidim, they loinagu kovod zebezeh, and they were punished because they didn't respect each other. Then at that point, he took five Talmidim, b'shebe Yavne, five Talmidim, one of them is b'shem Baruch, as we know. And Rabbi Akiva then taught Torah to five. So it went down from 24,000 to five. And those five were the ones that established the Torah Shebaal Peh pretty much till we've got to this day. The fascinating thought that is that Moshe Motchikar points this out in his Sefer is that most people, after going through such a tragedy, that he had his life accomplishment was his 24,000 Talmidim, which he had. A life's accomplishment. Imagine, the biggest Roshiva in the world, 24,000. And when all that was destroyed, and all that was vanished and wiped out, most people would have gone into a deep depression and would have not been able to deal with it. Would have frozen in out of these events that took place. Just frozen, not being able to cope with it. Not so Rabbi Akiva. He was able to get up again and start from scratch again. And the result of that is, the fruit of that is, that he had five Talmidim, and that the whole Torah that we have was established in our is a consequence from that. And I think that what we need to learn from that is the point that a person who sometimes would have thought your person is sometimes feeling that that's where I am. I am in this place now, and I can't move from that place. But the Akiva is teaching us that it's not, the person can always move beyond his yicholis, his capabilities, always move on from where he is. And a person can sometimes be 50 and 60 and think that that's where I am, and that's... But you can always carry on and move on, and sometimes the greatest achievement of that. Yosef Breuer, Zechetzadeh v'Kol Shivoch, was 56 when he moved to America. And that's where he established the famous Kehillah of Washington. He was 56 years old, and most people would have already said, okay, fine, I'm retiring. But some people are just able to think beyond their own selves and think that maybe we all have a comfort zone, and it's about moving beyond that comfort zone and think, actually I can achieve even more, I can actually get to more. And that's maybe something to consider. And Schuss, my grandfather, should for all of us. We are up to Simen Resh Tezvav, and we're going to be learning the halachas of Anias Omen after one's own bracha. We'll be discussing as well the halachas of Anias Omen responding to an Omen of a child, which is a fascinating halacha, as well as the halacha of answering Omen to half a bracha, and more on these fascinating topics. So let us see a little bit about Simen Resh Tezvav, Hanias Omen Acha Brochas, answering Omen after a bracha. See, if Alice tells us, Ein Oine Omen Acha Bekoisav. The rule is, a person may not say Omen after one's own bracha. So you don't say Baruch Atah and then you say Omen to your own bracha. We're very familiar with this concept. You're not allowed to say Omen after your own bracha. The question is why? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't address this point, but I saw earlier the Aruch Shulchan said, why don't we say Omen after one's own bracha? What's wrong with it? Why can't you say Omen after your own bracha? Ever thought of that? Why don't you say Omen after your own bracha?
Because it's a doctrine of Haskamah. So if you're being masking to yourself, it's a strange thing to do.
Very good. So Aruch Shulchan goes very much in it. Pardon? Hefsek. Yeah. Yeah, because you're a native. Good, good, good. Very nice. The Aruch Shulchan says a very interesting thought. He says that a bracha is always a means of shefa. You bring down the shefa of the Ribbono Shel Olam by saying a bracha. You say bracha, that is a way of channeling the shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then a person saying Amen, you are mimchazik that. The shefa of the Ribbono Shel Olam comes down. He says, if you're mechazik something, if somebody else makes a bracha, you mechazik that, you say, Omen, Loshon Chizuk, you're mechazik. So that makes sense, somebody else's bracha. But if you're mechazik your own bracha, that would appear, says Aruch Shulchan, as if you say that you are ro'i, you're the right person, that the shefa of a Kodesh Baruch Hu comes down through your own self. So that's wrong. It's a matter of gaiva, he says, because who are you to confirm a bracha? If you're confirming somebody else's bracha, you're mechazik somebody else's bracha. That's very nice. It's very nice. You're mechazik somebody else's bracha. But if you're mechazik your own bracha, is if you are, he said, I'm the right person. The shefa kodesh bracha can come down for me, and that's very inappropriate because that's gaiva. So says Aruch Shulchan. Ela only achashte brachos or yois hashem soif brachos. There is exceptions. Sometimes after there is two or more brachos, which at the end of a topic, we'll see soon examples, then you are allowed to say Amen after your own bracha. Because you're not really, so it's not a different, it's a different type of Amen. It's just a sign that now comes a different paragraph. What's the most familiar case that you say Amen after your own bracha? Boine brach mishnah, that's why by benching. For Nagulano is Amen, Shulchan Aruch says that the custom is to say Amen acha yalulucha after the end of Hallel, ve'acha ishtabach, and similarly after ishtabach. So the two examples are Hallel, we have after yalulucha, we say there's a bracha. So Shulchan Aruch says over here you can say Amen after your own bracha. Why? Because it's really two brachas. Why is it two brachas? Why is Hallel two brachas? Why is Hallel two brachas? Why is Hallel two? That's right. Because you start off over here, and you're at the beginning of Hallel, and then you have the entire Hallel, whether it's the whole Hallel or half Hallel, either way, but at the end you reach Hallel Luchon, then it's again a bracha at the end, Melech Mulal Batish Brachos. That is two brachas in one inyan. There, Shulchan Aruch holds, you're allowed to say Omen after your own bracha. The other examples, that's the Yalucha that the Shulchan Aruch mentions, the other one is Ishtabach. Why is Ishtabach also a similar case that you're allowed to say Omen after your own bracha? That's right, from Baruch Shama, moving on all the way until Ishtabach. So you've got again two brachas, one inyan, and therefore you'd be allowed to, according to Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to say Omen after Ishtabach. Does anybody have that minik? Who would have Nisfad? Nisfad, pardon? Rav Schneeberg, he says Omen after his own bracha? By Ishtabach, takke. Right. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah disagrees, and he says, V'yesh oimim she'enon in Omen, rak achar birkes bo in Yerushalayim, pivirkes amon. The Ramah says, no, that's not the minhag. It's true, conceptually, you could say Omen after Ishtabach and after Hallel, but we don't do that. The only time, and the only instance that you say Omen after your own bracha is after? Bani Bach Mishalayim by benching. Fechein haminik poshut, and that is the minik, the widespread minik. Pemedinois in our countries, ve'ein leshanois, and we should not change that. However, in Rav Schneebalg's, surely he's referring to this Ramah, ve'mekoyim shenagulanos omein, and in the places that the minik is to say omein, acha yalucha ve'ishtabach, after the minik that there is a minik to say yalucha ve'ishtabach, if there is such a minik, then yani gam kein acha birkes shomer amo Yisrael lo'ad. This is that there is such a minik, and you could stick to the minik if you wish. Acha birkes shomer amo Yisrael lo'ad, you should then do the same as well. After Boch of Shoyme Amo Yisrael Ad by Mayriv, then again there's two brachas, and you should say Amen there too. Are you checking if there's two brachas? Are we able to confirm there's two brachas? Make sense? Yeah, it's confirmed? Two brachas?
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem, good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph. Acha bekoisef, roitzeloyma. Acha kol bracha miyuchedes, shumavorech, oy afilu acha shtei brachas. Generally, says the Mishnah Berurah, we don't say omen after yon bracha. Kol she'enum siyum brachas, unless there's two brachas, and it's the end of a topic. Ein oyne ba'atzman achen omen, you don't say omen after yon bracha. The east of a Gemara, the source of all that is a Gemara. Kol ha'ene amen acha b'yekoysav harizei meguna. Whoever answers amen after his own bracha is a meguna. This is what's the right translation of meguna? Meguna. It's this meguna. It's a good translation. It's not disrespect, but it's meguna. It's wrong. It's overfangled. Meguna. It's wrong. It's disres. It's pardon. It must be a better word for it. Yeah. So how did you say? Oh, how did you say? This. It's not. But it must be in English better word and not nice. Disgraceful. That's very good. Yeah, disgrace. It's a meguna, yeah. Yeah. Despicable. Yeah, very good. Okay, disgrace good. Like, yeah, so it's not, well, something of those lines. Yeah, yeah. Okay, how is a meguna? Beine meloshna gemor mashma, deloy also baze isa. His loshna gemor is mashma, that is not isa involved. It's just meguna. It's wrong. It's disgraceful, but it's not also tirako meguna. Vahane mila deloy also baze hefsek. This is only, if this is going back to Moshe's point that there's no hefsek, there's no interruption. But if you made a bracha on a mitzvah matter, you want to make a bracha, you say you're making bracha on the tilas lulav, and before you're shekeling the lulav, you're saying amen, there's an additional problem as well. It's a hefsek, you're interrupting. Or you're saying shakel nibidvaroi, you're saying amen, and then you're eating. The hefsek bein, b'zeh bein ha-bracha lo-yisadova, you're making an interruption between the bracha and the actual thing. Also, b'isa b'zeh, you're doing an isa v'choyzeh, u'mevorchen, you need to make a bracha again. Okay. So we're learning that if you're just saying a bracha, you're saying omein on your own bracha, could be, it's anyway a gnai, it's anyway wrong. Now, if you are saying the bracha, you're saying omein, and then you're actually eating, and then you're doing the mitzvah, then besides the fact that it's a gnai, there's an additional problem as well, that it's an interruption, it's a hefsek. And then if it's an hefsek, then you're actually doing a...
Somebody
it's a,
being mighty is not hefsek.
Somebody else... What's the case?
I need to be on
to
Kiddush. I say amen.
On. So you're saying, why is it not hefsek for you?
Yeah.
But you say, your question is based on the lomdas of Shemei Ka'ona. Because as if you said it yourself, or. No, generally speaking, it's not a hefsek because. Why is it generally not a hefsek? Because the takon of a bracha is. That you make a you say amen, for you there is not issa hefsek. For you there is not issa hefsek. You have a takon of saying amen. You have a takon of saying amen. That doesn't make it into, that's not a hefsek. You don't have a, there's no shayla of hefsek only if you actually say the bracha. I thought you were referring to the fact that if we understand Shemei Ka'ona, you said the bracha yourself, then I can hear your shayla very much.
Okay.
Then it's if you said the bracha yourself and then you're saying.
If I say amen, I'm trying to be motzi kiddush, I speak, am I yotzer? I said,
amen,
I said,
you
pass me the cake.
Right, it's a problem.
Oh, so why is it
amen? I hear. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, what would you want to suggest?
One second,
I don't have a good answer for that. I don't have a good answer for that. And I certainly don't, I also don't have a good answer to, if we say Shemei Ka'ona, then I don't have a good answer for that. It's a good hole, yeah.
Look, so if we go into the Mechaber, two or more brachas gets an amen at the end. So would the Sfadim have a minhag to say,
I don't think that's Daminic. Does anybody know Asfadim? Asfadim, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think that's Daminic. You're asking why is there no. I do not know. Maybe that's all considered. We learned yesterday that Shemini Esther is a bit different because it's all considered one long broche. I don't know. I don't know why Daminic is Asfadim. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. It's one bracha. No, it's one bracha. It's considered one bracha. It's bracha ruko. It's one bracha. Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Gimel. Second wide line, although you don't normally say Amen after your own bracha, Ella only. Tafka achashtei brachois, smuchois, two brachas which are right next to each other. Mikom. So why does Shulchan Aruch say that you say Amen after Hallel? Mikom Makom, nevertheless. Hanemik is smuchos, this is considered smuchois. It's considered if it's one. It's one long. It's two brachas. It's fine. You should. It's smuchos, and therefore you could say Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You should say Amen after. It's one long halal, and therefore you could say afterwards Amen. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'shtabach smuchah le'baruch shama. Shtabach is connected to baruch shama. To also lehafzik, you're not to speak and interrupt. To zeich ben baruch shama as l'shtabach ben baruch shifne halal. You're not to speak, and hence it's considered one long bracha. Hence you would be allowed to say. Omen afterwards. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ramah says that our meaning is only to say Omen after. The Ramah's meaning is only to say Omen after. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet. Boinei Yerushalayim. Mipnei, why do we say Omen after Boinei Barachamov? Mipnei Shusoyf Brochas. Why? Very, very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Pnei Shusoyf Brochas Shudraisa. That's the end of the Raisa Brochas. The Birkas Atoiv Meiti V'Havin Rabbonon. From there onwards, it's been Rabbonon. Uvechdei L'Arot Shechiluk Yesh Beneihem. To show that there's a difference between them. Lekach, therefore, Oinin Achov Acher Omen. Therefore, you say Omen after that. Shoyme Amo Yisrael. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, what's the Alocha if you finish with the Chazan? Let's say, by Hallel, by Shtabach. Do you say,
yes.
Omein?
You can.
So again, very good. So again, just to clarify the question. We generally don't say Omein, right? Now what happens though, if you hear the Chazan saying, you will say Omein. True or not true?
Yeah, true.
True. What happens if you finish simultaneously with the Chazan? Should you or should you not say? Has it ever happened to you at the end of Hallel?
Yeah.
You finish right the same second. I don't know why, but Hallel, the last bit, the Chazonim always say it very, very fast. I don't know why. I don't know where it comes from. But that's different because you're still down in Shmoneh Esrei. Then certainly you shouldn't say Omen. But I'm saying if you're finishing Hallel at the same time than Chazon. She said, Amen or not?
Yeah.
You should? How is it Meguna? You say after Chazan. The Poskim say that one should. Yes, that one should. One should. You should say Amen. Even if you're finishing together the Chazan, you should say Amen. Is that why? Has it happened to you? Finish the same time the Chazan? Hallelujah, Shtabach. Yeah? So you should say Amen with the Chazan. It's not a problem. You don't say that it's considered Meguna. Yeah.
You said
Ifnei
Shulayim Duraisa, so therefore we say Amen
after
it.
Yeah.
What about other Duraisa
brachas? No, the reason there is because it's a separate. It's not just because it's Duraisa. It's because it's the change from the Duraisa part of benching to the Rabbonon part of benching. So therefore, Chazal instituted an Amen. By the way, do you remember that we learned Mishnah Berurah says you should make a bit of interruption? Yeah, you're makbid on it?
Yeah.
You should make a bit of interruption just to show that it's not a regular kind of omen. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Says Shulchan Aruch, HaShemeah, the one who hears. But by the way, talking about Boini Yerushalayim, what happens if you hear somebody saying the bracha? Do you have to say omen with him? You're not benching now. You know, but you hear somebody else benching. And he say, Boinei Barachman Yerushalayim, Omen. Do you have to say Omen with him or not? You should?
It's not worse than other
brachas. Yeah, so the halacha is yes, but the Shulchan Aruch taught us there that one should say it quietly. If you only hear it from somebody else, you should say it quietly and you should not say it loud, as opposed to other brachas. Safe base. HaShemei Achad Meisoel. Somebody who hears from a bracha from another yid. Mevorech achas mikol habrochos. Hashemea echad mi Yisrael mevorech achas mikol habrochos. If you hear a yid saying a bracha, any of the brachas, Pirkei Hamitzvos, Pirkei Hanan, if you hear anybody saying a bracha, afal pi shelo yishma kula, metchila sa ve'ad sofa, although you didn't hear the entire bracha, you only heard parts of it, afal pi she'eino yichayev, although you are not obligated, be'os bracha, this bracha, chayev lanois achav, amen, you must say amen to that bracha. So it doesn't make a difference if you're obligated in that bracha or not. One year, if you hear bracha from a yid, you say amen after it. Mishneh Berurah, Sifkot and Vav. Shelo yishma kula. Elo shoma rak shemaski Hashem v'soif habracha. Chayev lanois amen achav. You must say amen after a bracha, even if you didn't hear the entire bracha. As long as you heard the askora, you heard the name of Hashem, and the end of the bracha. V'yesh poiskim da'afilu lo yishma rak chasim es habracha tzachonot amen. So what happens if you just hear Shakon Yibidvavad? You don't hear anything else. Do you say amen, yes or no? Do you say amen, yes or no?
Because of kusi.
But you have to assume somebody's a kusi. The Mishnah is say there. Loshna Mishnah is that very good. That it's because only amen. That's just by kusi you're concerned. Right. Oh, so Mishneh Berurah says that if you, it's a machloikus, some say if you don't hear the name of Hashem, you don't say Amen. If you hear somebody saying Shakon Levitvoi, you don't hear the beginning of the bracha, you don't say Amen. Some say, Yesh poiskim, tafilu loy shamar chasim es habracha tzachonot. Eli Rabbah says, you would say Amen either way. And that lemaisa remains a machlokes. I'm becha adam sheichiach tafilu de arishona moida tafilu de arishona moida heichu shodial eze bochu oine vetzorich laanos kedel simkuv chav dalit. So we have a machlokes. Some say you don't say amen only if you hear the name of Hashem. The Eliyahu says you will always say amen even if you hear the last word of the bracha. Shakon lemidvarei, you say amen. So Mishneh Berurah says lemaisa halacha lemaisa, you will say amen if you didn't hear the name of Hashem, as long as you know what the bracha is that he's doing. If you can see he's holding a cup and he says shakol lemidvarei, you say amen. But if you have no idea what he's talking about and he's just like you don't know what, then you according to Mishneh Berurah you don't say amen. So, but if you hear somebody's about to do a mitzvah and you see al netilas lulav, you didn't hear the beginning of the bracha, you will say amen too. But if you have no clue what he's doing, and you only hear the, yeah.
If you
don't see, if you hear he says shakol, and you don't see any, you don't see what he's doing, you don't.
He's not having a shakol.
Yeah, you don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's just.
But then you go. That.
He's yeah. Exactly. Yeah. If somebody's doing a part of davening, I don't think there's a chalol mesakan omen on that. Don't think so. Question is why not? I don't know why not, but I don't think pashtos there isn't. Pashtos not. Rabbi said we learned tonight b'siyat tishmai simin resh tezvav. We spoke about the obligation to say omen after a brocha, but the halacha that one is not meant to say omen after one's own brocha. It's a gnai. If you interrupt it, then it's also as well. There is at some occasions you will say Omen after your own bracha. Shulchan Aruch says after Halle and Yishtabach you do say Omen after your own bracha. The Ramah says don't only after benching, the Reise benching, when he moves to the Rabbanon benching. We said that generally speaking you should say Omen after Yid saying a bracha. But even if you didn't hear the whole bracha, you could say Omen after the bracha. There is a machloekes if you didn't hear the name of Hashem, as to which you should say Omen or not. And the Mishneh Berurah paskens that if you know it's evident what the bracha is that he's doing, then even if you don't hear the name of Hashem, you should still say Omen. Good evening, Rabbi Yisrael.